Before Ruth could answer, she winced, her hand flying to her belly. A sharp gasp escaped her lips, and she doubled over slightly in the chair. "Ruth?" Abe was on his feet in an instant, kneeling at her side. "What is it?"
"I think," she gritted her teeth, her face pale but determined, "I think it's time."
The word sent a jolt through Abe. He grabbed her hand, his voice steady despite the hammering of his heart.
"All right, let's get you to bed. I'll fetch Sarah."
Ruth nodded, her grip on his hand tightening as another contraction rippled through her. Abe helped her to her feet, his mind racing as he tried to keep calm. The warmth of the fire seemed to dim, replaced by the urgency of the moment. The future they had dreamed of was arriving. Abe tucked the blanket around Ruth, smoothing it over her as she lay in bed, her face pale and strained. Her shallow breasts and furrowed brow sent a jolt of urgency through him. Grabbing his coat from the hook by the door, he stepped outside without another word, the cold night air biting at his skin. Sarah Stolzfus's house wasn't far, just two properties over, but the distance felt like miles as Abe sprinted to the fields. The moon cast a pale light over the frozen ground, illuminating his path. His boots crunched against the frost, his breath rising in sharp bursts that clouded the air. He vaulted over a low fence, his heart pounding in his chest. The stubbled remains of last season's corn whipped against his legs as he pushed himself faster. "Ruth's counting on me. The baby's counting on me." The faint glow of Sarah's windows appeared just beyond the next ridge, a beacon cutting through the night. Abe stumbled once, his boot catching on a hidden rut, but he caught himself and pressed on. His lungs burned, his muscles ached, but he didn't slow down. When he reached the porch, he bounded up the steps two at a time and pounded on the door. "Sarah," he called, his voice raw. "It's Ruth. She's in labor." The door opened almost instantly, and Sarah stood there with her bonnet tied. Her sharp eyes scanned Abe's face, reading the fear and urgency. "I heard you coming," she said briskly, grabbing her bag from the chair near the door. "We should hurry." Abe nodded, relief washing over him. Sarah didn't hesitate, stepping outside and closing the door firmly behind her. Together they set off across the fields, the frosty air biting their faces. Sarah's pace was steady and unrelenting, her years of delivering babies in all conditions evident in her determined stride. "Ruth's strong," Sarah said, her voice steady despite the cold. "We'll get there in time." Abe didn't answer, his thoughts racing ahead of them. He didn't dare let himself think otherwise. Every step brought them closer, but the weight of uncertainty pressed heavier with each breath. "Hold on, Ruth," he prayed silently. "We're coming."